Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with a chance of showers, lows around 50. DNA evidence the defense says could show another person was responsible for the death of an Illinois teenager can be presented to the jury in the murder trial of James Eaton. Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasser-Kevich ruled today the evidence meets legal requirements that could be used during Eaton's trial. He was arrested in April of 2014 for the murder in 1997 of Amber Creek, whose body was found in the Karcher Marsh. She had been beaten and sexually assaulted. Eaton was arrested after DNA found on cigarettes he had discarded matched DNA taken from the victim's body. Fingerprints on a bag found on the victim's head also matched Eaton's. However, the defense has argued that other DNA taken from the teen matches another man who has admitted knowing her and having sexual relations with her. Eaton remains in the Racine County Jail. His trial is scheduled to begin November 28th. For the 28th time, S.C. Johnson has been named to Working Mother magazine's Best 100 Companies, which recognizes businesses that create programs and benefits that support working parents. According to a news release, S.C. Johnson offers employees a variety of benefits, including a child care learning center, flexible work schedules, maternity, paternity, and adoption leave, and a recreational center. Several other companies that have locations in Wisconsin also made the list. Abbott Labs in North Chicago is also included. The Racine Rotary Club and Foundation's offer for $100,000 to support a permanent performance structure at Festival Park in exchange for renaming the site after Racine native and Rotary founder Paul P. Harris gets Finance Committee support, but the Park and Rec Board will also have a say. Alderman Mike Shields wondered why this didn't start with the Parks panel to gather additional information. City Administrator Tom Friedel pointed out it's just the first step in the process.
Well, there was no sense in moving forward if the Common Council is not interested in doing it. If you're interested in doing that, we will go forward with the project. If you tell us, go ahead, we'll tell the Rotary we're going to move forward. Doesn't mean we're going to take their check. It means we're going to move forward with the project and go on with it. We'll spend some time and money to do some of this work. But there was no point in going forward with all that, only to come in and find out, well, nobody wanted to do it anyhow.
The issue needs Park and Rec Commission review because of an ordinance on naming park facilities and whether the Rotary Club's request fits the criteria. The same general contractor that worked on the Racine Unified's three new schools almost the last 2 years, Kenosha-based Riley Construction, has been chosen by the Board of Education to handle the build-out of the banquet and office retail space at the Sturtevant Sportsplex into the real school for middle and high school students. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen indicated it will be the first big step in the process.
Riley will work with the school group, who has already started working with the architect, Partners in Design, and the school group, Partners in Design, and Riley will come up with the design and the estimates that then we'll use to bring forward for approval of the actual project to the board.
The construction management services contract was unanimously approved, including hiring goals, as with the other school projects, some of which were exceeded, some not, and others that were close. An agreement that would allow the Racine Police Department to use the indoor firing range at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall was approved by the Village Board last night, but with a slight change in the language recently approved by the Racine Common Council. Interim Village Administrator Tim Zarzecki said at the request of a committee, language that required both parties to agree to terminate the contract is being changed to allow either party to end the agreement with 90 days' notice. Trustee Gary Fee said he believes the language change gives both sides more flexibility.
It does somewhat mirror other agreements we've had intermunicipally where either party has an out, if you will, without having to negotiate the out. Again, the main reason I asked for this was because it is Mount Pleasant's firing range, and if we're going to allow other municipalities and other entities to use it, it should be on our terms.
Currently, the agreement calls for the city to pay the village $11,000 a year to use the firing range, Feast calling that a target price since it isn't really known how much it will actually cost to allow other law enforcement agencies to use the facility. The revised agreement was approved unanimously. It will now go back to the city for approval of the changes. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.